Hey guys, Master of Death here. Just wanted to quickly tell you that the beginning of this podcast is actually on YouTube. We wanted people to be on both, you know, just greedy little nerds we are. So if you want to jump on deadlightnerds.com or YouTube, you can find our channel, Deadlight Nerds, and you will see a video there about swimming with sharks with Deandra Deeds DeWall. Enjoy the podcast. We love all of you so much. Thank you, Knights, for all your support. Toodles.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Hector!
Tell me. Do you bleed? You should have gone for the head.
That's what she said.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm Pickle Rick!
I am the father.
You, David.
We doing it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We got Deeds to come on our podcast. She said no, but then Jay gave her $10. And now we will get so many male viewers. Because we put a girl on our YouTube channel. All right, wow. Knights.
Thanks for coming and listening to our iPodcast, our podcast, with the wonderful, the talented, the master of concerts and travel, Deeds.
Woo-hoo! Johnny, I've told you, we can't just make everyone a master. They can't.
If they're nice enough to be a guest, they're a master. All We've right. been over this.
Thank you. What are you saying, Jay?
I don't know. I'm just tired of Johnny's constant mastering everyone.
I've mastered five people. They're the five people that have been on the cast. Like, okay, honestly, Deeds, if you'd rather hang out with someone who can, like, master light or someone who can master death, like, who would you rather hang out with? Like a choice.
What on earth have I gotten myself into?
Like, if you had to hang out with someone who can, like, light everything, opposed to someone that kills everything, like, who would you want to be around?
I'm going to go with the light. In this case, I'm going to go towards the light.
There we go.
Wow. Way to Britta my name there, Johnny.
Point Gryffindor.
You Britted it.
Suck it, Hufflepuff.
Yeah,
I'm a Slytherin, not Hufflepuff. I don't know why everyone keeps thinking I'm Hufflepuff. I'm Slytherin.
It's because I like to make fun of Hufflepuff, and you're Hufflepuff in my head. So.
Well, Johnny, I have a fact for you. I am actually a Hufflepuff.
At least be Ravenclaw. God.
I wish. I tried. I took the test twice to try to get Ravenclaw, and I didn't get it.
Dude, the hat.
Dude, the hat lets you choose.
The hat lets you choose. Exactly. Why has no one picked up on that?
I even tried to change my answers, and I got Hufflepuff both times. So, it's meant to be.
I always get Slytherin, which I'm like, really? Like, I'm a bad guy?
Wow. Well, you said dark, right? You're the dark guy, Johnny's the light guy.
You're literally the master of death.
Yeah, okay.
Crying out loud.
So, that goes hand in hand.
I don't have any of the Deathly Hallows, and, okay, this is getting nerdy. We should go back to travels and concerts rather than,
why we have her on.
Let's just restart. All right, Knights.
Oh, don't steal my thing. We've been over this. Don't steal my intro. All
right, you do it then.
All right, Knights. We're back to traveling. I can't even do it. All right, Deeds. Thank you so much for being back on.
Seriously.
This will all get edited out, so don't even worry about it.
Woohoo! Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so should we talk about her favorite trips, the trips she can't go on because we're not allowed to leave our bedrooms? What do you want to do there, Master Jay?
I just wanted to ask a couple questions about the shark thing. We were a little pressed for time on YouTube because, you know, we try and keep it pretty short, simple, and sweet. So I wanted to ask a couple clarifying points real quick. One, was it a seaplane that you went to the island on? Two, how big was the island? And then three, what were your tour guides like when you saw these sharks? And then four, did you ever get to touch one of the sharks? Like, did it ever, like, bump the cage or get really close? Or were they just swimming really close?
Okay. No, so it was not a seaplane. We had to fly. Yeah, no. We flew into Adelaide, and then from Adelaide, we had to fly on a little tiny plane. But it was just, like, one seat on one side and one seat on the other side. So it was just very small.
Like a bush plane.
Yeah. Then no, I didn't touch any sharks. It's you're not allowed to, nor did I feel comfortable sticking my arm out of the cage. So no.
For safety's sake, let's not touch these sharks.
Yeah. But there was this couple on the boat. They were just trying to get selfies. They had this big waterproof camera, one that they had to hold with two hands because it had handles. They stuck it outside of the cage while a shark was coming by, like very close. And I'm pretty sure the girl touched the shark. Oh. And I was like, I can't look. This is going to be bad.
But how great would it have been if the shark was just like, hey, don't take my photo, and he just bit off her arm. No!
I know.
Or maybe just like a finger. Arm is kind of extreme. Maybe just like a finger.
Today, shark.
I'm like, she should die for that.
I would have been fine, like, just having maybe, like, a pinky bit off. It just would have been a cool story. Yeah. I don't want my whole arm gone, but just the pinky. It's fine.
Did anyone quote Jaws while you were out there? Was it just, like, a constant thing?
There was a group of, like, three older gentlemen. they were making some Jaws jokes while we were out on the water.
I feel like the tour guides have to hate that.
I know. You guys asked about the crew. The crew was, like, older folks, too, and they were awesome. They, like, knew everything. But they did tell us how that industry of that for that town is, like, their livelihood. Only reason people really travel to that town is for the sharks. And everything in the town is named, like, Shark Cafe, Shark Bar. Like,
that's smart.
Yeah. Anyway, they were telling us how, I can't remember how long ago, but at one point some orcas came into the area, and that an orca, I want to say it was an orca, attacked a great white, and the great whites didn't come back for a very long time, and then they finally came back, but I can't remember how long it was. And he's like, we've never seen that happen again, but they were gone for a long time. But can you imagine an orca and a great white fight? I can't even picture that.
I know, I want to put my money on the orca, but
yeah, those
teeth though, man.
Yeah, it's weird.
They're feisty.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, in nature though, right? Like, if you've got a smaller orca, the shark will be like, oh yeah, let's do this. But probably what happened is it was a smaller shark, and the orca was, he saw it and got excited. I feel like animal fights, I don't know, a lot of times, unless you're like trying to get dominance from another bear or whatever, I feel like with cross species stuff, like one of them already knows they're going to win the fight when they, I don't know, why am I saying this? I'm not Bear Grylls or
wait, are you a master hunter of nature now? Yeah, figure it out.
Wow, that's just, shark expert.
That's just what I think after watching a lot of Planet Earth in 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. Good show.
Okay, so I did have a question too about that. You said, that is crazy that an orca caused the sharks. They were just like, nah, we're out.
Yeah, and it's never happened again. It was just one time. Because I was asking if they ever have, I don't know, if they had like whales and stuff. So that's how that story came up with them. But the guides were awesome. They knew everything and they let us chum the water, which I don't know if they were supposed to or not, but it was fun.
I love that. I was just going to say to Johnny, it reminds me, since we're doing a community cast soon, it reminds me of the pottery teacher who won't let you quote the movie Ghost. That's what those shark guides should have done. You can't quote the movie Jaws. They have one rule.
No shark quotes.
That's right. I wish.
It's so funny.
So would you do it again, Deeds?
Absolutely. Yeah, in a heartbeat. I would do
it. Would you do it in a different location, do you think? Like, do you want to try, like, a tiger shark somewhere else? Like, I'm assuming they...
Tiger shark?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that many. The top of my head.
Oh, tiger sharks are like super aggressive and mean.
They are.
And they'll eat anything. They found like suits of armor in tiger sharks.
Deeds,
like,
is braver than
stuff.
Both of us combined. So if somebody here were going to do it, it'd be her.
That's right. Definitely do it again. The next thing I would like to swim with, though, is a whale shark, which you can do just outside Cancun. And you don't necessarily have to reach for those because they obviously are not. Like,
they're docile,
right? Yeah, they're not violent. But they can get as big as school buses. They're huge.
So crazy.
So I would love to do that one day.
Make eye contact with your whale shark and...
Yeah. Yep. One of these days. Did I miss a question?
Probably. About... He named 15 in a row.
I know. Deeds, rather than answer these questions one by one, I want to ask you them all and then test your memory. No, the one you missed was about the tour guides, and then you got back to it, so we're good.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about some of your other travels. Johnny, do you have a question to lead with?
So let's start with, give me some of the good ones you've done in the past couple of years. Travel you liked.
Okay.
Vacations, areas, unique areas maybe. I know you've been some South Africa, Ireland, all those cool places.
Yeah, I have been there. I haven't been there for a long time. So I guess in the past few years, I did go to Australia late last year and did like a little camping trip because they have their own system of national parks there, which is cool. So I went on a little camping trip there, and it was just wild that here the wild animals you see are right is like deer, elk, squirrels, whatever, and you'd be hiking along and a kangaroo or a wallaby or something would just jump out on the trail. It was like, oh wow, I am on the other side of the world.
So did you see a dingo?
Not in the wild, but I did see one like at a zoo. Oh. Yeah. I wish. I would have loved it. I'd take it home with me. but I also went to Washington last year with Bonnie and Cammy.
Name dropping some good friends.
Or the state?
That's right. Huh?
Washington, D.C. or Washington State?
State. So Cammy has a sister that lives in Spokane, so we went and stayed at her house, which was, I love that area. Everything is so green and nice in Washington.
Yeah, did you funny, see any vampires while you were there?
We don't
there?
Think we live in a desert, but when you go to another state, you're like, oh, we really do live in a desert.
Yeah.
Compared to all the other trees that are there. Sorry, Jago.
Oh, I was just going to ask, did you see any vampires while you were there?
You go for that.
We'll just pretend that you didn't ask that question.
Just kidding. Wait, did you see some zombies from there?
Yeah, nope. Neither.
New girl
neither.
Reference.
I went on a cruise. I went on a cruise with my family last year, 2019. Yeah, last year, which was awesome. I've just been kind of focusing, honestly, on a lot of little trips, like locally too. Just like that I can road trip to, which has been fun. I went to Black Canyon National Park last year with Chez, which was fun. And we almost died, but it was memorable. And then the music festival, which was awesome. That was definitely an experience, something different.
Okay, we should jump into the music next. But just real quick, I wanted to ask just a quick couple questions. And I'm gonna just spit them out, so you're going to have to remember these. Quiz part two. Weirdest person you've met while traveling, the best food you've had while traveling, and then the sketchiest hotel or scariest moment while traveling.
Okay. Weirdest person.
Or eccentric, fun, whatever.
This isn't maybe weird. I mean, like someone that was inappropriate. Does that count?
Sure. Let's hear it.
I was in Samoa with my parents, and this guy came up to me and was trying to sell me something. And I was like, no, I don't want it. And he's like, he started then mumbling under his breath, and I couldn't quite understand him. So I was like, what are you saying? And he was saying like inappropriate things. Like he wanted to take my picture and hang it in his room. And
oh, that's
it was just
creepy,
weird.
Though. Yeah. Creepy.
So then my parents were walking a little ways behind me, so they thought it was funny, like, oh, somebody's hitting on her. This is so funny, a local. And anyway, that was probably the creep. Maybe that was weird. I would say that's the weirdest. That's the first thing that jumped to my mind. What was the other question? I've already forgotten.
Oh, I was just going to say before that, my heart dropped a little when you said that, because I say those things to Johnny all the time. I just want your photo. I'm going to hang it in my room.
And the weird thing is I gave it to him. Yeah. I was like, here you go.
Is that why in the
he
background
paid for the
your
printing.
Background's blurry?
Yeah. I don't want you to see that photo of Johnny
of
back there.
I knew it.
For
knew
those
it.
Of you Skyping, or for those of you listening in, my background on my computer on this Skype call for some reason is extremely blurry. Other than me, it's like, I don't know. My lens all of a sudden got professional or something. I upped my game for this call.
Yeah.
Best food was the next question. Best food you had.
Food. Jeez. I mean, I love Mexican food. That's my favorite. So, I went to Mexico with my family this was probably 4 or 5 years ago. And it was, we went to this little town called Tosco, and we had this Mexican meal on like the rooftop of this really, really old, cool Mexican town. And yeah, that was probably my favorite meal, but it's Mexican. How wrong can you go with Mexican?
Pretty wrong.
You can go pretty wrong really quick. Yeah. Like, you ever heard of menudo or lengua?
No, it was fine. It was memorable, that's for sure. It was a big bowl of guacamole, which I can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. Every friend I know that had horror stories of Mexican food.
What? You're hanging with the wrong people.
Well, I mean, they've had it there. So yeah. If you get the wrong like street vendor, oh, I have some fish. Oh, it'll be good. Boom, you're horrible. Or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I met a lady who made us tongue. Me and my friend, she made us tongue, and she just boiled the cow tongue and then gave it to us. And, like, she was a good cook, but this was awful. Like, it still had the skin on it, too. You're supposed to remove the skin from cow tongue because it's got, like, dragon scales on it is what it looks like. Ugh. Anyway, I got pretty sick. It was so gross.
Yeah, I could have told you that. That was a red flag, Jay.
Well, you asked how wrong can you go, and I'm like, I think you go pretty wrong. Let me tell you. And then sketchiest hotel you've stayed in was my last question.
Oh, that was probably staying in this motel last year in Colorado with Chess. It was
because of the company
no, it was a motel and it was scary.
I'm really scared. can we go to all? I'm not saying whether it was Deeds or Chess saying that, but it was one of them.
No, it was a little dirty. I haven't really stayed a ton of places that I felt were really gross, I would say.
Yeah, it's funny. I just went to Peru, and I think still the sketchiest hotel I've been in has been in the United States. It wasn't in Peru. Like, even though we stayed in some kind of, like, poorer areas or other stuff, like, it was just kind of funny that the scariest hotel I've been in was one where we got snowed in on the way home in some little town in Utah, and we showed up at this hotel, and, like, it looked exactly like the hotel from a movie called No Country for Old Men. No. Oh. I wish. It was from the movie No Country for Old Men. And this dude just goes around killing people in their hotel or whatever. And I could barely sleep because it looked exactly like it. It was so scary.
If someone comes with that really cool haircut, will you freak out?
Yeah. And the, the pressure tank that, like, he unlocks doors with. He's got, like, they're those pressurized guns that you kill animals with, like farmers do. Anyway, he uses the gun to, like, open up locks. It's, like, so scary.
That is creepy.
Okay, I think Johnny had one last question before we move on into concerts.
So, when we're allowed to leave our bedrooms, where do you want to go? Like, if you could, not fantasy, realistically, Deez, you can go on a trip tomorrow. Where would you like to go? Domestic, international, somewhere feasible. Like, what's your next planned trip that you can go to? Let's say that.
Okay, realistic. I really want to go to Nashville. I've wanted to go there forever just because of the music city and stuff. I mean, that's not like my dream vacation. If I'm talking that, I would say right now I've been really wanting to go to Asia. I've never been to like Thailand or Tokyo. Japan or China. Yeah, I think it'd be so cool to check out Asia. But Nashville, I'm actually trying to go in July. It's planned, but who knows with all the coronavirus stuff if it'll actually happen or not, but we'll see.
At least it's out there. That's cool. Send us some pictures and we'll post it of you in Nashville.
Deal. Yeah, I want to go for like the music, and if all the venues and places are going to be closed,
then what's the point?
If it's even worth it. Yeah, so it's a little bit on the fence right now, but that's where I really want to go in the States.
The fact that you didn't say SoCal is making me a little sad, but I get it.
I know you guys keep breaking my heart wanting to get a beach house there, and then, you know.
Hey, 2021 is here.
I'm in. Anytime.
Perfect. So I guess the real reason that we love to have you on is you hit the most I used to go to concerts a lot, but you put me to shame.
Well, last time we had her on, we were like, how many concerts will we go to this year?
Yeah.
And I think I was like, oh, I'll go to 2. And Johnny was like, I'll go to 7. And Chris was like, I'll go to 20. And Deeds just was quiet. And she was like, 106.
Yes,
I've been to 106 so far.
It was what? Like, I'm going to 20 this week. I'm like, geez, there's 7 days in a week.
Yeah, there's 365 days in a year. Are you telling me you go to a concert once every 3 days? Like,
mm-hmm. Yep. No, honestly, I have to edit what happened last time because it wasn't. I did give you a high number, and I want to say it was like 15 to 20 less than what I told you because I looked it up after.
Oh, so 85 instead of 100.
Yeah, I think we might have to remove title of Master of Concerts after this.
Ugh. Yeah, no. I did text you, Johnny. I think I was like, can we edit that? I feel like I'm lying.
And I'm like, no edits. Only mine. Only my misquoted nerd. When I try to act all nerdy, be like, oh, it's actually this. No edits.
Yeah, but I did have a period of my life there for a couple years that I was going to shows. I was going to shows weekly. That's true.
So Twilight. We talked to you last February?
No, I think it was like July. I think it was summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So from the last time you were on our cast to this time, how many concerts have you hit? Ballpark it. You don't need to give a grade. Because you've hit festivals, right?
And don't get on your phone and look it up and feel bad later if you're off by five
like,
concerts.
Ballpark it. Did you hit? Because I think I went to like two since that cast, and that was nothing.
Yeah, honestly, probably like 10.
Okay.
Realistically, I mean, I'm gonna count the festival as one.
Oh, for
that
sure,
was a lot,
sure.
But
yeah,
I'm gonna
count
say
it as
10.
110.
Yeah. No, it's kind of slowed down a little bit. I haven't been to a ton.
We went to one, right? I think we went to one.
Yeah, Leon.
We went to Leon. Yeah, that's right. That was a good one. That was fun.
So good. Yeah, she's great.
Is there a concert you've missed so far with the quarantine that's just like shook you to your soul? Like, what's been the biggest miss you've had so far with everything shut down?
Chelsea Cutler, for sure. So that, when everything shut down, I think that was like a Thursday or Wednesday, and I had been looking forward to seeing her for months, and she was playing the following Saturday, and then everything shut down.
So you missed it by a week.
I'm not even, like 2 days.
Oh.
I know. So she was probably the one I feel the most sad about, because I love her. But I have missed... I actually had tickets to 4 concerts since this has begun, and they've all been rescheduled or canceled.
That's so crazy. Anyone big?
Halsey coming up in July.
I know. I wanted to bring that one up. That one still hurts my soul.
But it hasn't been canceled yet. I'm assuming it's going to be, but I'm saying
or reschedule. I mean, they could just reschedule it.
I was going to ask you, Deeds, what was your favorite concert from last year?
I would say Griffin at the Depot. Do you know who Griffin is?
I don't. I know you. Okay. Have you sent him to me?
I'm probably.
I feel like you have. Yeah.
It's the head of an eagle on the body of a horse, with the back end of a lion. Actually, it's just an eagle lion mix with some wings.
Did you say Gryffindor? I know a lot about Gryffindor.
I know, right? No, he's like an EDM artist.
Oh,
and it was just the Depot's first of all my favorite venue in Salt Lake, and he was probably I'd say he's my favorite for sure. It was just fun, like the crowd was good, the music was good, it was great.
Was the opener good? Do they have an opener in EDM, or is it
they do? I don't remember who it was, but it was enough to get everybody going, so perfect. It worked. Yeah.
That's sweet. Johnny, do you have a favorite concert from last year?
The Leon one that me and Deeds went to.
Yeah.
Not only was the company great, like those smaller venues, you got to really interact with the artist. Like she came on stage and walked around the crowd. So it's not that big. It's a little bar area. And the opener, St. Morgan, was amazing.
No, Morgan St.
Dyslexia. Anyway,
don't edit that, Jay.
Halsey 2.0. Halsey 2.0 was great.
Yeah. Halsey
whenever you
2.0.
get like, whenever you get a really cool opener like that, it always makes it better. Whenever you discover an opener.
Yeah, love that for sure. I'll never forget Halsey discovering her as an opener.
Game you brought changer. Her into my world.
Yeah. Yep. She changed our lives.
Did you go to a concert, Jay?
I went to one concert. So here's the bad thing. Last time we talked, I was hyped up for this concert. Don Broco Like, I was so stoked.
Oh, yeah.
And then my wife and I got tickets to Bastille and found out that Don Broco was on the same night. And we were like, what? We were so ticked. It was seriously the worst. Like, there were only two concerts I was going to go to last year, and they ended up on the same night.
Ugh.
At, like, the same time, too. So it wasn't something I could avoid. It was serious. But here's the thing, is I'm cursed when it comes to concerts. One time we got tickets to Neck Deep with all my friends, and then like I got food poisoning that day, like couldn't go. Another time I was planning on going to a concert and I threw out my back, like,
oh.
And I couldn't really stand. Like I was in bed for a few days. Like So I'm pretty cursed when it comes to concert. One time we were on the way to the concert and my younger sister forgot the tickets to the concert, and I was like, "What?
Shelly!
Yeah, you idiot." So we turned around and we're late. If I go to a concert, I'm pretty much cursed to either be late or just miss it because I get sick or fall ill, or you know what the difference between getting sick and falling ill is, I don't know, but one of them will happen. What's cool though is Bastille, the singer, came out into the crowd and was just walking mm-hmm. through as he was singing, and he came right up to us. That was sweet.
Oh, that's nice. That is fun. Cool. That's a fun experience.
Yeah, I got to touch his body. It was great.
Ooh.
Wow.
I remember the coolest thing I did is back when they had this concert called Warped Tour. And it was Reliant K. It was this band. Anyways, the guitarist came out in the crowd and was holding the cord. And he's like, strum my guitar. And I did it. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Like, yeah, I'm playing the song. I really remember doing it. This is even before I really knew how to play the guitar. And I'm like, yeah. So whenever I do like live shows, I'll do that to people because I think it's the coolest thing in the world. So I did it. Even when we played a wedding, I was like, do it, yeah. And the kid didn't know what to do. And I'm like, oh, that's right, we're at a wedding.
There's like a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah, he's like, all right, yeah. Am I doing it? I'm like, you got it, kid. So Deeds, you did something that I would do. You went to this amazing 3-day concert. Was it 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days.
Please tell us about this amazing concert you went to in Vegas.
Holy cow. It was a festival in Las Vegas called Life is Beautiful. And yeah, it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 full days of music. I was not sure if I was going to be able to hang, if I was going to get tired. I had no idea what to expect.
Was it in the summertime too?
It was in the fall. It was in September.
Okay, that's doable in Vegas.
I mean, it was still hot. Ish. It was still really ish. Hot. Yeah. So I went with Danny and Chez. It was wild. What I actually found interesting, and I wasn't expecting this, is that they released the schedule before, right? The times that everybody's mm-hmm. going to be playing, but there's multiple stages. So really, there was a couple of times where two artists that I wanted to see were playing at the same time, and you have to choose.
Yeah, that's Warped Tour for you. It sucks.
Yeah, so I know that's a thing, but I was bummed.
No, it's horrible.
And
even if you try to split it, because that's how you do it, even all the big ones. Like, you're like, hey, I'm going to watch the first half of this set and run across to get the other set.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard to do.
Yeah. So I had nothing really to compare it to, but where it was, it took place over by Fremont Street. Mm-hmm. And it was like they just shut down this portion of this neighborhood. And because within the festival grounds, there were like houses and little apartments and stuff.
No way.
And it's like they must just ask people to leave for that festival just during that weekend. I'm sure they get paid or whatever. But it actually was cool because it felt like for 3 days you were just in your own little city with like these people. And
oh, that's very cool. That's a good idea.
It was really cool. Yeah. There was a lot of music. A lot of stuff going on. It was memorable.
Did anything funny happen? We're going to single out the master Liverpool Chez because I love him so much. Jay, you may be misfortunate going to concerts. Chez was misfortunate at a concert.
Chez, I hope you forgive me. Well, okay, so the last night, so everybody was so excited because it was like Post Malone was the final performer of the night. So it was kind of winding down, and I think we had split up briefly to go see different artists, and we were meeting back up at, I think it was Carly Rae Jepsen. I don't know why I remember that, but I can hear it playing in my head. And
this is kind of crazy that you guys met up at Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, that's right. I had these little glow sticks, like ones you can put around your wrist and stuff. Mm-hmm. So the boys came over and I was like, yeah, let's crack these glow sticks. It'll be so fun. So
You were really getting into the music.
Yeah, I cracked the glow sticks. And there's probably five or six of them. So I was like shaking them, you know, to get. And next thing I just hear her Chez go like, ah, my eye. My eye. And I got glow stick. The glow stick had broken and the glow stick stuff had gotten in his eye. It was burning. So him and Danny run. And anyway, he had to get his eye flushed at the medic tent. And I felt I felt terrible. I felt so bad. And I thought, I'm going to have to find my own ride home. He's not going to let me. So then after that, we went to, we were going to see, what's his name? Zed. And we were in, it was packed. There were so many people. You're just like little sardines. And right before he starts, these two guys pushed in front of us. I remember commenting to the people next to us, like, where do these guys think they're going to go? Like, no one's moving. We're all packed in here. And then they left. They were gone. And I didn't really pay attention. And then I just heard Chez yell. And he's like, my phone. Those guys took my phone. And no way. Immediately it registered to everybody at the same time that those guys had jacked his phone out of his pocket. So, yeah, I felt bad. So he was able to log in on my phone to his. They'd already, like, shut it down and everything. So we couldn't even, like, track it. So, yeah, his phone was gone. We went and reported it, but... what do you do at a festival? Yeah. So he wasn't, he wasn't having a great night. He wasn't having a lot of good luck. So then Post Malone was the end. And I said, do you want to go to Post Malone? He's like, yeah, I mean, this is like one of the biggest ones that I want to see. So we go to Post Malone. It was great. And it was so fun. So then afterwards we go back to the car. At this point, it's probably like 2 a.m.
So and you blinded him. He lost his phone and you go to the car.
Okay. Yeah, so we go to the car. Wait, and
are you about to tell us that you, like, trip him on the way, grab his keys, and drive home without him?
And then stole his car. That would be a great ending.
No, I would have felt too bad at this point. So we get to the car, and the car, he was like, well, do you guys want the good news or the good news? And we're like, yeah, whatever. Like,
you're all the pumped. Car, great news.
Yeah. He's like, well, the car is dead. And we were like, no way. Quite the ordeal to try to get the car to start. It took a lot of work. We had to end up calling some like maintenance or whatever, AAA, to come jump the car, and it was a whole thing. But
and this is the last night of the festival too.
Yeah, we were going home. We were going home the next day. So I was thinking, oh crap, like how are we gonna get home too? And like is his car okay? And yeah, I felt bad.
Were you just looking at flights? Like,
I know.
I like to think that Deeds was the perpetrator of all these things, you know? She handed the phone to these people. She left the light on in the car. She got a glow stick in his eye. He probably would have seen his phone being taken if it wasn't for the glow stick in his eyeball.
He's blind now in one eye, so yes. He wears a patch.
That's funny, because if it were me, I'd be like, did I get any magic? Did I get any powers with this nuclear thing in my eye? Can I see now?
Like Spider-Man getting bitten by the spider.
Well, is my radioactive now? Do I have, like, Cyclops eyes? Like,
The good thing is...
it was eventful.
Chez is a good sport about it. I remember him, like, messaging me later, and, like, it was still so much fun or whatever. I'd have been pissed. I'd have been like, that's it, I'm going home. Like, I would have just driven off without you guys. Like, you don't need to come with me. I'm fine.
Amazingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He handled it really well, because all that story. Stuff happened within probably a 3-hour period. And I know that I was weighing on it, but he handled it really well, and he was a trooper. So
yeah, I would have been like, my eye, my car, but my phone.
I know. And all the pictures.
Yeah, that's true. So, luckily you were there though. I'm sure you had great pictures.
Yeah, we were able to share some with him, but yeah, he had some that he hadn't sent to either of us, so he was kind of bummed to lose some of that stuff. But yeah, it made for an experience, that's for sure. He it's says he's still going now. To a festival again. So,
would you? Is there one you want to go to?
I would go to a festival again. I'm not sure.
Like an EDM one like this, or would you do more like a generic?
So this one was actually more than just EDM. It was a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah, it was kind of all over the place, which is why I wanted to go. I liked, you know, probably 80% of the artists, and I have always kind of thought Lollapalooza would be fun in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any plans to right away.
I'm glad you didn't say Coachella, because I would call you
No.
A hipster.
No, I don't want to go camp in a tent in the desert, be sweaty.
For $10,000?
For 3 days, and then, yeah, no thank you. I'm good. Okay, unless so, I can get a house.
So I have a couple questions real quick, if that's okay.
Okay. Please.
So I just wanted to
get for me. Quick, please ask away.
Quick shout out to Chez. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and make you the night of the week for letting us talk a little bit about
Yeah, that's like the ninth time. Get new nights.
God, I know that's like kidding. The ninth time. But
seriously, Chez always like listens to us and tells us, gives us good praises and helps us. So we appreciate that. We appreciate when people listen to us and like comment and tell us, "Do this. I like this." That helps us so much. You have no idea.
And mm-hmm. good content.
Anyone who listens and critiques us, we appreciate it.
Okay, so here are my quick questions. Thank you, Chez. But here we go. Who is the hottest musician of all time?
Halsey. Oh, sorry. Keep thinking.
Have you discovered any new fun bands while in quarantine or new songs? And then the last one is, should Johnny create a solo Dead Like Nerd album?
Ooh. I would never go solo. Ugh.
Well, yes. The answer to Johnny's question is yes. he's already busted out the guitar, so we're on our way. Hottest musician of all time. I mean, my first thought was Halsey. So Johnny, how dare you steal my answer?
Well, it was going to be Britney because I know you're Britney true and true, but
yeah, but I wouldn't say that was the. Yeah. I wouldn't have picked that. And then I forgot what the other question is.
Have you discovered anybody, any new artists in quarantine?
No, I've actually been listening to a lot of kind of older. Well, okay, that's not true. Dua Lipa, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa. Her new album has come out in the quarantine, and that has been so good. So I've been listening to that a lot, but I haven't really discovered anybody new. Right this second.
That's what I was gonna say. Recommendations would be Dua Lipa, because I remember when I heard it, and then like immediately after I heard it I texted you and I'm like, have you heard this album? And uh-huh. you said yes, and then I go, this is gonna be our album for the summer.
Oh man, yeah, I already was saying
our album soundtrack.
That's got to be the album of 2020 right there. I'm gonna say it. I know it's early, but it's so good.
It's not that early.
Yeah, at this point
I was gonna ask you, just kind of on that same note, in all the concerts you've been to, what band or artist had the best vocals? Can you think of one in particular?
Or a few of them. You have some.
You know, I did, Johnny, the concert we went to for Leon, mm-hmm. I actually thought her vocals were really amazing. I was watching some of those videos back kind of recently, and when she was coming out into the crowd, she just sounded like so clean.
Yeah.
So good. Because it's a hit and miss sometimes seeing people live. Sometimes it's better. Sometimes it makes you think differently. I mean, another person I can think of, big one, but Ariana Grande. She's got some pipes on her.
Which is also funny, because when you hear her music, you think she's just pop. But she can. Uh-huh. She has range.
Yeah. If you listen to her stuff that she does with Andre Bocelli, her vocals, she's got quite a voice. So those are probably the two that stick out right now.
That's cool.
Do you have anyone to add, Johnny?
Yeah, let's say for like how we ended it last time. Who would you recommend people what they should listen to right now? If you'd recommend an artist or two, is there one you'd recommend? Someone that you found or someone that you don't think is popular, and then I'll do some, then Jay, if he has one.
Okay. I'm gonna say Quinn 92.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I love Quinn 92. I know he's getting a little bit bigger. I kind of discovered him when he was not. He was kind of playing small venues, but if anybody doesn't know who he is, they should 100% check him out. He's great. And Lewis the Child. Have you heard of mm-hmm. Lewis the Child?
Mm-hmm.
Them. I love them. Probably Transviolet, who I actually think I said last time. But I still listen to them often, and that was one of the shows within the last few weeks that's been canceled, and I was so sad about. But Transviolet's great too.
That's cool. Did and they're more like upbeat vibes, all of them, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. We need some upbeat right now. So
that is so true. And we recommend everyone listen to Dua Lipa, because that album is amazing.
Yes, so good.
I'm only gonna throw in like if because I love. sometimes when it's summer, you just want to hang out outside. There's a, she's not too big. She's only released an EP, and it came out like a year or two ago. M-E-M. Okay. It's really cool. Indie chick, singer-songwriter. She just want to, like, lay outside and just swing life away. I recommend stuff like that.
Okay.
If you have Apple, or, I mean, Spotify does way better, but Apple has. You have to make your own radio playlist, and I have a singer-songwriter playlist, and that's one of my favorite ones to listen to when you want to relax.
Okay.
Do you have any?
Is there a specific song?
My favorite song of hers is Not Who We Were, and it kind of bugs me because grammatically, but it works really well.
Okay. All right.
I'll send it to you privately.
Please.
And through the Instagram, because we love our Instagram.
That's right.
Do you have one after death, Jay?
I kind of rediscovered a band I used to like and then haven't been listening to. And they're called With Confidence. I don't know. Have you guys ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, Johnny's heard of them. Johnny knows everything.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
They're kind of core, baby. They're on my gym mix.
Yeah, they're kind of like punk pop almost. They're pretty good. And then I like, I don't know if you call them reggae or not, but there's a band called Dispatch.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of them?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dee's is my reggae queen.
That's right.
They've
love
got
it.
A song called Only the Wild Ones, and that's okay. It's really good. Yeah, I think we're about to wrap it up. Johnny, did you have something to sing to wrap us out?
I mean, not really, but I could do something. I'm sure I can still remember it.
It's like that scene in Zoolander when he's like, I want you to bring me that guitar. Like, I want you to bring me my guitar in a second so I can sing to these girls. That's Johnny. And then he's all bashful about it once we ask him to play something.
Wow.
Kiss me. I'll stop.
I didn't have any lyrics, but I know that's Deez's favorite song. One of them. So I like So Deez, I can't do it. I was going to do something about you putting something in my eye, but...
No, continue.
You don't have anything special. Okay. I don't have anything. Sorry, guys. I'm not talented
like,
anymore.
Splash me right in the eyeball.
Be careful when you're next to Deeds. Your car will die and your eyeballs will bleed.
I'm never coming on your podcast again.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Your eyeballs will bleed.
I know, the key was too high for me, so I had to go a little higher in my octave. But
man.
Normally for a guy, you got to do it at least on the second fret, not the third. But the song's in the third fret. So anyway... Deez, no, please come back as much as we can have you on, because we need views.
Using me, I see.
We're using you, but like I said, when I become famous, who's my plus one, Deez? We've been over this. You're my
that's
plus
right.
one.
You're my plus one, too.
Yes, that's I need that on. Everyone heard that. I need that on.
he needs that recorded on
my
record.
My fingers are crossed, but.
Mine, too.
Just kidding.
All right, Deez, hope you had a blast. This was great.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it. It was fun.
All right, guys.
That is true.
Well, we'll see you on the flippity flop.